Sponsors of the drug reimportation bill also want to drive U.S. drug prices lower. They say Americans would save hundreds of billions of dollars over the next decade if their measure becomes law. NPR's Snigdha Prakash reports on the economic impact of drug reimportation.
Americans pay the highest drug prices in the world. Drug companies make more than half their profits from sales in the U.S. Congressman Gil Gutnicht wants to make the American market a little less profitable. The Minnesota Republican says drug reimportation would do that, not just by giving Americans the freedom to legally buy drugs overseas, but by giving U.S. pharmacies that choice.
My vision is not that people are going to be buying a lot of their drugs from other countries. My vision is that ultimately the pharmacies will have the option of buying from other countries, and therefore you will see prices level here in the United States.
As Gutnicht sees it, U.S. pharmacies will simply take their business abroad if manufacturers don't give better discounts, and that will force drug makers to cut their prices here. Gutnicht says prices would fall by at least a third, and seniors would save more than $600 billion over the next decade if cheaper drugs are reimported into the United States. Not so fast, says economist Marilyn Moon. She's vice president and director of health at the American Institutes for Research.
A reimportation bill would undoubtedly lower costs a little bit for people in the United States. It's unlikely to lower them as much as people think when they look at the prices, for example, in Canada.
Moon says if American consumers or pharmacists buy too many drugs from Canada, drug makers will simply force up prices in Canada.
When pharmaceutical manufacturers look at the revenues that they get, they count on high prices in some places and low prices in other places. If they have to offer everyone low prices, no one is going to get as much of a discount.
Moon says drug manufacturers could drive harder bargains with foreign governments or simply ship fewer drugs abroad. Analyst Richard Evans of Sanford C. Bernstein & Company says drug companies can defeat the intent of reimportation in yet another way. They can make sure that drugs sold outside the United States don't meet Food and Drug Administration manufacturing guidelines. For example, Evans says, drug companies could make the pills in an FDA-approved plant and then slap labels on the pill bottles in a facility that wasn't approved by the FDA.
Even though 98% of the work was done in an FDA-monitored and approved context, the fact that the last 2% was not keeps those goods from being FDA-approved and therefore keeps those goods from being reimported.
Representative Gutnicht says those strategies are games that would only anger Congress and consumers. But the drug industry is among the most profitable in the world, and it's not about to surrender that position without a fight. Snigdha Prakash, NPR News, Washington.